Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And tonight is the night Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, cast reveal. Cody, you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. But honestly, before we get into it, we need to hit you guys with, you know, the good old fashioned ad right in here.
That's right.
If you guys are liking what you're seeing on this channel, if you guys are liking the podcast, if you're liking the videos, please subscribe to the channel. Turn on those bell notifications because this really has helped us grow. We hit a huge milestone this week.
That's right.
We went over 15,000 subscribers. And to thank you guys, Derek and I are going to be doing a live stream on Friday. So I just want to hit that. We're going to touch on it again at the end of the video. So make sure you guys are sticking around. But if you haven't done so already, subscribe and turn on notifications to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate it.
Right. When we do the live stream, is that when we're doing our BB draft?
Yeah.
Okay. So BB draft, we have two other people joining us. We'll keep that a little bit of a surprise for now. People you know for sure, especially if you, I'll give you a hint. If you follow me on other things and you've seen some of the people we found on the, you probably know. Crazy day today. We're going to get into it. We actually are recording a little later than usual for this specific reason. We may have heard from a little birdie that the cast was going to be revealed today. So we were going to record earlier to go over some of the rumors and some that have been kind of ruled out since our last video. But we said, hey, listen, this is going to come out tomorrow. If we do that and the cast drops right after we record, it's kind of a moot video. So we want to be, you know, kind of first to market here. We're going to be reacting to the cast. I will tell you, we kind of been looking on social media.
Okay, first thought. Right. You saw the cast.
Yes.
We're going to go through each person. But when you see the cast as a whole, first thought,
a little. I'm happy about some of them. I think I'm looking at the picture right now. So if you guys see me looking off or you're watching on YouTube, potential for good live feeds. But I was hoping for a little bit more star power, if I'm being honest.
I was very underwhelmed.
Yeah,
I was very underwhelmed by the cast.
Yeah. And to be fair, there was a few of them, you and I, we were like doing our research. Yeah. We didn't know some of them. And that doesn't mean that we're like the authorities, but I recognize some of them more after the pictures, but
Yeah.
There's a couple on there that I'm like, And also, you know, by the way, what do you make about the fact that there's only 11 of them?
It's weird, right? But wasn't there something similar to this last Celebrity Big Brother US 2 had like that guy who was the Trump speaker and then he was like a fake house guest? I can't even remember.
He was in there for 2 weeks.
And it was 11.
Scaramucci.
Yeah. What was the deal with that?
He said he had to go. He was only in there like, it was like a gotcha moment where he wasn't really a cast member. He was only in it for 2 weeks. But I personally think with that whole situation, he was such a big draw at the time because there was like so much news about him and he had just kind of fallen out with Trump and it was a huge thing. And I basically think that CBS said, hey, we want you on the show. He said, I'm not coming on the show. And they said, well, come on for 2 weeks. We'll get you out of there, but we can at least, because they didn't tell us before the show started that he was going to be just a 2 week thing. They made it seem like, and they were like, the Mooch is on the show. And they played
it
up.
They're going to do something similar with this cast with 11.
No. Cause you know, what's funny. I got to say right off the jump, I was completely wrong. No political figures.
And that was
sure had to be,
it was in the leaked cast that we had seen the woman that was, something in the Trump,
a few of them.
Yeah,
Spicer Trump as well. Remember we talked about Sean Spicer. Yeah. So yeah, no political figures. I don't know if that was a calculated move. I you know, again, Cody and I are players. We're not behind the scenes. We don't have access to this. We're not talking to producers. It feels like there's some really good picks on the show. Like there's a couple that I'm super excited about. So this isn't a blanket statement, but it feels like they might have had a couple dropouts due to, you know, vaccination status, you know, availability, money was probably a big factor because I know a lot of people are disappointed in some of the people that were rumored that didn't get on, like Tiffany Pollard, NeNe Leakes. I think I was saying her name wrong. Everyone's coming at me in the comments. So there's some bigger people that they thought were going to be on the show that are not.
I just think that it's a weird time right now. You know what I'm saying? It still is weird. And we're dealing with, you know, the COVID protocols, this new protocol for like the entertainment industry where vaccination status is mandatory. So there's people that have turned away. I've heard these stories. You see celebrities all the time that are like, you know, athletes and all different things coming out. And I think that plays into it because I think that's what, and don't quote me on it and I'm not the source, but I thought Tiffany Pollard was something along those lines.
We were seeing it in the comments a lot, right? I don't know how true it is. I mean,
we don't know the truth to that. So don't come to us as like the news outlet, guys.
Yeah, but apparently she's not vaccinated, and that was like a deal breaker. Yeah. You know,
so CBS
wasn't gonna allow it.
There's the time. It's like a lot of people too during this time. It's weird. They don't want to go away. And I genuinely think too that these celebrities go in the house and they're not fans of the show. Most of them aren't fans. There are some fans of the show on there. But for the most part, they're not. And they don't understand what this experience entails. Like the lights being in your eyes, not being able to just go and sleep whenever you want. Like, I got nothing to do today. The celebrities don't know how to deal with having nothing to do, having their phone just be away from them and not being able to go do whatever they want. And I think that is a struggle for them. And I think the word gets around that they're like, oh, they're paying us this. You don't get the outside. Because if you think about it, they're doing it for a month, right? There's 10 people in there.
11
people in there. They have 3 episodes a week. Some weeks there's 5 episodes. They're probably rarely in the backyard because when you're having a sped up season, they're probably always breaking down comps, building up comps, breaking down comps, building up comps. So I feel like the amount of time they get the backyard, you go stir crazy in there. And I think that word might have gotten around to celebrities where they're like, yo, you get paid this. It's not horrible for a month, but you also it'll test your mental strain like drastically. And I think that also turns people away from this show. They're celebrities. They're not just like people like us that are really need to go on, make the money, change their lives. Like they can get another opportunity from this, but it's going to change their lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I know. I think you're right. They talked to each other. I'm sure they reached out to previous house guests and said, hey, was it worth your time? You know, did you see any gain from it afterwards? You know, because, you know, looking at the cast overall real quick, there's a few people on here who don't need the exposure. Like I think not to spoil it, but like Chris Kattan, if he wants to get on something, he probably could.
Yeah.
Carson Kressley, he's on RuPaul's Drag Race, the show. So, I mean, he's a judge on that show. That's huge. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's got opportunities and Todrick's doing big things. He's all over the world.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, some of these people, we might as well just get into it.
Let's get right into it.
Before we do, we might as well just get it out of the way now. Let's take our one break for the episode and we'll go through the cast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
All right, so you can probably see it up on our screen if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening, the first one's going to be Carson Kressley. Carson, I know him from Queer Eye, the show Queer Eye, and also I was looking up here RuPaul's Drag Race, the competition. He's a judge on that show. Mm-hmm. I've seen this gentleman on TV multiple times. He's all over the place popping up. Really big personality. Really, he's an entertaining character. This is someone who I think is going to have some really good one-liners on the show. Probably great live feeds. Do you know him at all?
No. I will say, leading into this, what everybody's going to get from me is a lot of unknown. I mean, a lot of this cast, to be 100% honest, and it's nothing against the cast because they're all really big. I mean, Carson Kressley is not small. You know, a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, he's Queer Eye star. It's like, he's not a small person.
No, so he's got a following.
Yeah, he's got a huge following. He's a big name. There's going to be people that are like, oh my God. But for me, the first three that we, or not the first three, because the third one that we're going to hit is obviously someone that I know because it's in the sports realm. But
yep.
I mean, the next person we're talking, like, I don't know a lot about these people. So honestly, it's going to be a clean slate for me. It's going to be a clean slate. I have no preconceived notions going in. So I think it's going to be a little bit better for me watching because I'm just going to be watching as like a blank canvas. Oh, I didn't like this person on this show. And now it's like they're going to annoy me throughout the whole show. And then if they go to the end, I'm just bothered. So we'll see what happens. But no, I don't know much about him. People are going to come for me because any person that I don't know that another person knows, they feel like it's like an insult to them. Well, I'm sorry.
It's just not a show you watch. And you know, I just know him from, I just know him from other things. I will say, you know, we should probably do this for every castmate we talk about real quick. You don't know him, so you don't have to weigh in, but I think he's going to be good at Big Brother.
Yeah.
Socially, he's a butterfly. He can kind of blend in with everyone. He's going to get along with every type of personality in there. And I have a feeling he's probably a Big Brother fan. He seems like he would be a Big Brother fan. So he might be coming into to the game with a little bit of an understanding about how the show works. And that's really all you need in a celebrity Big Brother season.
Yeah. The fans that come on the show, if he is a fan, I don't know if he is, it's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
I know one of the guys on here, he's also a big fan too.
Yep.
Guy from NSYNC too.
Chris.
He's a big fan because I know I would always see like NSYNC people and Backstreet Boy guys at the rap parties. They'd always like be there. Mm-hmm. So, but let's move on to our second person.
Yep.
The next person you are seeing on your screen, if you're watching on YouTube or listening on audio, is Mirai Nagasu.
That's right.
And she was a bronze medalist figure skater and was the first female American female skater to hit a triple axel in competition.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That's cool.
Again, I'll say this. I don't know her personally. I did not know her before this. But what she has accomplished and done is absolutely insane. The bronze medalist in the Olympics. I mean,
You got an Olympic medal. You're a G.
Yeah, you're a G. I've worn a gold medal around my neck. It's not that big of a deal.
No big deal.
she's a bronze medalist. I mean, the triple axel is absolutely insane.
I love how you just said, I mean, I wore a gold medal around my neck.
No, Olympic gold medal.
Olympic gold medal. Okay.
I got a gold medal around my neck right now. It's a chain.
I was like, youth soccer don't count.
No. It was Misty May Trainor.
That's
crossed
cool.
Crossed paths with her when I was in college in the airport and was like, yo, Misty May. And like everybody else was like, what are you talking about? And like no one really knew who she was. And I ran up to her and I was like, yo, Misty May, I loved you in the Olympics. She goes, I think I got something you might like. And she pulls out of her carry-on all of her gold medals and put them on all of us. All the soccer guys that were with it was sick.
That's ridiculous.
It was so. We also met Kyrie Irving that day in LAX. It was pretty
good.
Cool.
Day. It was a good day.
It was a really good day. But anyways, that was my Olympic story. But she is a very well-known figure skater, competed in the Olympics, and now is bringing her, I guess, finesse, elegance,
gracefulness.
A lot. Graceful. She's probably extremely easy to talk to. She's probably super sweet.
Yeah, I don't see her
is
starting
violently competitive.
Yeah, true.
You're competing in the Olympics. You're violently competitive. Sneaky. I like her.
Any type of endurance comp, legs, and her legs are involved, she's crushing them. It's rap. It's a rap. I do. It's a rap.
like last week, who's your car? You're like, bro, any race in the backyard? Yeah. Done. She's winning.
Done. I'm going to go quit. Yo,
could you imagine the slip and slide comp?
That's what I'm saying. Something like that.
Punish it.
I'm just sitting down. I'm just sitting down and be like, yo. All right.
I'll go
Mariah,
for the money.
Mariah, let me know when you're done. All right. Should we move on to the next one? As far as how she's going to do, who knows?
Who knows?
Jury's out.
But we'll find out. Next
we
one.
Will. All right. Next one. I think most people are going to know this person. I would argue he's one of, if not the most known figure on the season, Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom is a two-time NBA champion, played with the Lakers. He's also known for being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He was married to Khloe Kardashian for a while. I think they even had their own spinoff maybe. Mm-hmm. And then he's also more recently known for some of the troubles that he's had, both with addiction and alcoholism. He almost died, actually, from it. So he's come back recently. He did a celebrity boxing match against Aaron Carter where he knocked him out in like the second or third round.
Surprise, Aaron Carter.
Yeah. So what's your take? Do you think Lamar Odom is a Big Brother fan?
So the thing I will say is that, he played for somebody who is a super fan, and you know her because, you got to sit courtside because you got the hookup.
Yeah,
but the owner of the Lakers, Genie, is a huge Big Brother fan. So he might have been like somebody that, dabbled in it a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe. I doubt it. I'm
you
saying
don't think
no.
so. You
I'm
don't think the Kardashians are watching Big Brother on a Thursday night for the eviction?
I will say that's the cool thing about it. So that's how we got to look at this too, unfortunately. Right. But it's like, I don't think he was a fan. I think he's literally like meta. World peace. I think he's like going in there and he's like, he's just collecting a check. I don't think he's going to cause any problems. He's super laid back. So you saw him on Kardashians. He's super laid back. He's not going to cause any problems. But it is cool to think that the Kardashians might be watching the live feeds, checking out to see what he says, not only about them, but about just everything in general. So it is kind of cool to think that if they weren't Big Brother supporters or fans before, you might have like a Kendall Jenner or a Kylie Jenner tuning in to watch Big Brother, the show that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was like the same kind of thing we had with Ariana watching on season
16. Yeah,
like Ariana
true.
Grande was bringing so many different eyes and maybe different celebrities because she was tweeting about it. And so I don't know, maybe, but I don't think he has any ties to the Kardashians anymore.
No, that's fair to say. I think that's fair to say.
All right, moving on. All right, the next person we have is Chris Kirkpatrick. And now, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I loved NSYNC growing up. I was a huge NSYNC fan. I liked NSYNC over the Backstreet Boys.
Facts.
I don't know.
I don't hear any lies.
I don't
hear
remember.
Any lies.
I love that. This guy isn't like, I mean, I remember the beard. I remember this, but other than that, it's like, oh, he's the guy with the chin strap on NSYNC.
Yeah.
I didn't know his name. But I guarantee he's a fan of Big Brother. I guarantee it.
I can see it. Plus, as most people know, Lance Bass is a huge Big Brother fan. And they're friends. They're family. Mm-hmm. I mean, they grew up together. So, I'm sure there was some mentioning in that. They're probably in the same circle. From what I understand, Lance just had two twin babies.
Yeah.
So what I think might have happened, again, no inside info, Lance can't do it. Chris, big brother, you should do it. Let me make a call. I'm sure they got connections. Lance was always at the after parties.
Always.
So I think that's his end, where Chris might have became a fan of Big Brother and Lance said, hey, they wanted me. They you want an opportunity.
I can't do it.
Yep.
I just had the babies. Yeah.
And I think that's again. And you know what? Listen, I'm actually interested to see him. I think he'll be entertaining. He was always funny in the things that used to see with him. And although he's not like a huge celebrity now, the things that that man has experienced, superstar level.
Yeah.
Like megastar. Superstardom, yeah. One of the biggest bands, if not the biggest band in the world at the time when he was big.
Right.
And listen, that type of feel don't last forever where you're on top forever. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was there, and they were there for a long time, like there was like three or four. I remember TRL. Yeah. I mean, they would have to shut down Times Square because there'd be women and men from the entire block, like you couldn't move. And so he was at one time a superstar.
Megastar, yeah.
So having someone like that is what Celebrity Big Brother is all about.
Yeah. Having someone like him who is, you know, he wasn't Justin Timberlake, but, you know, I mean, this guy, people were going absolutely crazy for him. He is, in my opinion, where some of these people, I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's a celebrity. So.
Yeah.
Right. He fits the bill.
He fits the bill for sure. And you have to expect that. I don't think anyone's expecting like a current superstar to be on there because they're too busy to do that. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get people who are a little bit past the prime and maybe they'll come back, but a little bit past their prime. But still, the experiences that he's had in his life are something that most of us will never have. And I think that's cool because you might hear about some of the, like, I look forward to the live feeds and hearing about some of the behind scenes stuff on the tour bus, traveling all over the world with Justin. Maybe a
story we never heard in the interviews because he was still in the limelight and he was like, I don't want this story getting out, or like, I don't know if this will be a good look. And now he'd be like, I don't care. I'll tell a story.
Talking about how Justin Timberlake had an accident and shit his pants before he went on stage one time. No, it could happen.
Stuff like that happens. You know what I'm saying? That's you think a, you're like, human, oh, maybe like it's a giant fart. Oh, nope. That's poop.
I think he'll do well. I think he's another chameleon. He's had to get in with people. I'm just going to keep rolling through. He's going to do well. He seems like he's going to blend in with everybody. I'm looking forward to seeing Chris.
All right, moving on.
All right, so
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Next person is Cynthia Bailey Hill. She's from Real Housewives Atlanta. I am not a huge Housewives fan. I have watched in the past. One of my friends, Ebony Williams, was just recently on. No big deal, not a flex. Subtle. But Cynthia, I do remember seeing her from Real Housewives Atlanta. And the funny thing is, Nene is from Real Housewives Atlanta. So we had the right show, wrong person. But she was someone who that was at the time
probably the fan favorite. Gets paid the most. And they were like, we can't get her.
So we'll get the next
And no offense.
Thing.
We don't know anything. We don't know.
I will say Cynthia had some. I remember seeing moments where she was having battles with people, like drama, like straight up. So she's someone who speaks her mind. She's opinionated. If she doesn't like something or someone in there, she will say it. So
that's what we potential, want.
Yeah, potential for great live feeds again. I'm trying to look over the rest of the cast.
Which is drama. Like, even if it's not on the feed, or like, I mean, if I'm not watching the feeds, like, I want to see some drama in their live shows.
I wonder if we'll see it with her. If she doesn't like someone in there and it gets off to a bad start, yeah, she could end up calling him out for
sure. Could she be the one where like she gets nominated and didn't have a conversation before and just snaps on somebody?
Possible.
That'd be awesome.
Possible for sure. I think I can see her. I can see her being a fan of Big Brother. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if she's someone who's dabbled in the Survivor Big Brother world before. But again, I do think she's one of the people I was talking about earlier that could be more genuine, more authentic on the live feeds because she's used to being on a camera, and she's proven in the past that even though she's on a huge show like Housewives, she's willing to say whatever she's feeling and regardless of the cameras being there. She's not going to be scripted or filtered or calculated in what she says. She doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, and that's awesome. That's the stuff you really want to see.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't watch any of the Housewives, so I don't know anything about the drama specifically other than I know the Housewives on every one of them because, you know, you have the Housewives of Beverly Hill, all that stuff. They don't care. The reason why they are getting these shows is because they have money and speak their minds. And
100%.
I mean, that's great for Big Brother. Hopefully we see a little bit of drama. That'd be awesome.
Yep, I agree. I definitely agree.
All right.
On to the next.
Next one we have is someone that we mentioned last week. This was actually on the list and it was correct.
Yep.
Todrick Hall. And he is obviously a Big Brother super fan. For those of you that followed the Big Brother 23 cast when they got out, he hosted them up. Tiffany talked about it on the podcast. She was house sitting for him essentially. And so we know that Todrick was probably doing his homework.
Oh,
we know that he's a super fan. We know that he's going to go in and actually cherish the game and really enjoy the game.
Yep.
What I hope for him is that he doesn't go overboard in that first week. They're in the house already. Allison Grodner put out a tweet. They're in the house right now. So there's stuff going on right this second.
As we speak.
And what I'm hoping is that some of the super fans in there, the only thing I'm saying, I know for a fact, Todrick is a super fan. I don't know about anybody else. For the super fans that go in to like harness it and dial it back or else it could end up, you know, being an issue for them.
We saw it with your boy. What would you say your boy's name was? You mentioned it.
Jonathan Bennett.
Jonathan Bennett. Yeah, that's what we see. Did you just mention that?
I mentioned it like when we did it a little bit ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he could be like that, but I think he might dial it back. If he's being coached up by people like Tiffany, he's going to be just fine. And for anybody who doesn't know Todrick, he was on American Idol.
Yeah.
He's a dancer, music producer.
He was just on The Masked Singer.
Yeah. Social media influencer is one of the titles he used as well. So I think he's going to bring in a large audience, a lot of people rooting for him. I will personally be rooting for him. Cody, I know you're a fan of him as well.
Yeah.
We're fans of Todrick. He's someone who is supportive of the Big Brother community. Mm-hmm. And he's always said very kind things about me. So I'm definitely rooting for Todrick for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Todrick. I mean, he's got a really good personality. He'll be very entertaining.
And how great is his photo?
Yeah. I mean, this is a phenomenal photo. This is like model-esque.
We said
love the dye though.
Yes.
Shit that I can't I can't pull it off.
He's got the eyes.
I get jealous of that stuff.
He's a good looking cat.
He's
a good looking cat.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I think, and he's just also like super personable. He's not going to rub people the wrong way.
Nope.
And so I could, being that he's a super fan and a fan of the show, I could see him just easily doing well because he knows and watches the show and knows how to navigate it.
And also, good dancer too, good athleticism, all that stuff.
Yeah, he's very intelligent. He's going to do well all around.
So we're thinking he could be, he might be our, because we're going to have to pick someone to win this season.
I'm a
little
biased though.
Yeah. Because we like him.
I'm a little biased because we like him and like I've spoken to him. Paulie went out and stayed by him.
Yep.
So I'm like super biased. It's like having somebody that, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like best friends with Todrick, but like I go back and forth with him. He like always like hits me. Like if he posts a story, I'll hit him up. If I post something, he hits me up. So like I have a little more invested interest in him doing well too.
All right. So I'll say, I think Todrick's winning this year. I'll say it then.
All right, so then you. I got to pick somebody else now?
Yep. Yes, you do.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So I got to look at the notebook for this one. This next person, you may know her. Cody and I do not. That doesn't mean anything, but it is Teddy Mellencamp. She classifies herself in some of the videos we saw as a TV personality, a wellness coach. And we did a little extra research and found out that she was on Real Housewives Beverly Hills. However, we were blasting a little music while we were getting the research together, and it was because we were doing our research in that category. She's actually the daughter of John Mellencamp, the famous singer, and one of his songs that you might know is Hurt So Good, which we were playing, and yes, we were singing while we were... Are you hitting this with something? There we go.
No, not this time. Okay. Not this time.
We got some compliments about it. People were talking about that. They were saying they want the new...
And you know what they said about Neo, which was funny? Neo wrote Let Me Love You. And I was like, this is a Neo song. It's like a classic song. He wrote that song for Mario. And Neo has been like, people were commenting like,
he's a Neo's producer. He's making cheddar.
So he's still killing it. So he's not putting out the songs per se, but he's writing them, producing them. So this dude's killing it. Yeah, might be a better situation than when he was singing it.
We take it back, like, we're not informed. And ultimately, you're right. You could be producing songs and writing songs for people all over the world that we never, you know, you're not going to come on Celebrity Big Brother. You're a multimillionaire.
Or you could. You know. It'd be awesome. Anyways, yeah, we wanted Teddy.
Teddy. I don't know much about her, man. I don't know much about her.
She's going to bring, she's the hot older lady.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
I mean, can you be offended by that?
I don't know.
Because I called her older lady. I called her hot, but then it was like older lady. Like, I don't think they like that. That's like her, my bad.
I like her cast photo. It's good.
Well, I mean, I don't know about these photos. I'm waiting to see what they look like on TV, because the next person we're going to go through has a cast photo that it looks nothing like her video that CBS posted. So,
I mean, Teddy, we won't spend too much time on you. We're hoping for the best for you. Maybe you'll surprise us. You know, we're going to watch the live feeds, you know.
Real Housewives, though, bro. She may, not take any shit.
And that's a thing. She was on a show just like Cynthia, so she has that ability to talk in front of a camera. She clearly speaks her mind. So you could have a situation, this is really possible, where, I don't know the relationship, but does Cynthia and Teddy know each other and maybe not get along? Do they get along? And if they don't get along in the house, they're sure as hell going to tell each other.
Yeah. I mean, they got that Bravo connection, you know? So I don't know. But yeah, I agree with you. The way that the housewives are always on camera, this is like, they're ready for this. Even if they get into an argument, they know how to maybe have a conversation that's hostile and not say anything that really can be detrimental to their character, to who they are. And so I would love to see people that are, you know, in that realm getting into arguments, because it would be fun.
Yeah, it could be fun. I don't know if she can be the best strategist. I don't want anybody's
career getting ruined, but.
No, maybe not the best strategist, but maybe good live feeds. We will see. Teddy, good luck to you.
Good luck. Next, we have Shayna Mokler, who is a model, reality TV star, actress, who I have not seen in anything. So anything she modeled for or was on reality TV for or acted in, I'm not sure that I saw it. Maybe I have. Maybe it was a younger version of her. This photo that they used of her that's on the screen right now is not what the video looked like.
Great photo, though.
Phenomenal photo.
Yeah, great
photo. Phenomenal photo. I think this photo was like definitely of her maybe, I don't know, few years ago.
It's her, definitely her, what would you call it, your casting photo, your headshot. There we go, that's what I'm looking for. You know, I'll tell you this much, the thing about Shayna that I remember is she was married to Travis Barker, back in the day they had a reality show. It was literally a reality show around her and Travis.
See, those are the stuff I don't watch.
Yeah, and don't hold me to this, I could be wrong, you guys will correct me in the comments. They might have had a child together. I think they might have. I know Travis has a daughter. I don't know if that's her daughter. But just another little side note with Shayna, she's from Rhode Island originally.
How you doing?
Yeah, she's from Rhode Island. And by the way, you guys called me out in the comments, and Cody backed me up on this. Lamar Odom also played basketball at the University of Rhode Island, and they were calling me in the comments saying, how did Derek not say that? Didn't I say that?
You did say that. Yeah, you said that. I just must have not said it when we were recording.
I didn't. And I was like, ooh, they got me.
I want to say that when I saw those comments of people being like, you know, how don't you, like, Derek, I can't believe you didn't mention that. I was like, he did say that.
Yeah, I didn't say it in the episode. But then I was like,
oh, he didn't say it in the episode.
Yeah, so we got two Rhode Island connections on there. But here's the thing about, again, I don't remember a ton. She is someone opinionated, speaks her mind, like very outspoken. So again, if she doesn't like someone in the house or someone's rubbing her the wrong way, you know, let's say Lamar gets a little out of line or Todrick's too, she'll say it. You know, she's not one to hold back. I remember that about her. And I think she's had some things more recently where she's controversial in some ways. So
is she? Yeah.
Okay. I think she, not like anything over the top, but someone, again, who doesn't have much of a filter, which could be really good for the live feeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our next.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
House guest, I think we're both super excited about.
Love it. This is Roxbury is like,
there you go. You said it before we said his name. Chris Kattan, as you just mentioned, the legendary movie. Night at the Roxbury with Will Ferrell. It's a classic. If you haven't seen it, you now have to go watch it. It's a must before the season starts. This guy is hilarious, and you don't have to take our word for it. As he was kind of given out in the clues today by Julie Chen, he's a comedian. He was on SNL. He's been in numerous movies, numerous television shows, which was interesting. We were watching the videos, and as Cody was taking notes and stuff, I said to him, all the other house guests were like naming the stuff that they've been on. He just said, you've seen me on a few movies and television shows. And what'd you say?
I was like, that's how you know you've hit that status where you don't have to tell people what you did. You've seen me in movies and TV.
You know me.
I mean, one of my favorites of his is Corky Romano.
Corky, dude, I love that.
Guys want some cookies. Pissant. It's French.
I was dropping the joke early and you didn't, when we were trying to figure out my camera settings, I was like, how's my camera? You do? You don't? Good? Not?
Oh,
that's what he,
says
in the movie. Because
I was
that?
Focused. I was like locked in. Yeah. I should buy a boat.
You do? You don't?
Yeah. Because he's like, he's on cocaine. He's like bugging out. It's a great movie. He is. And again, just kind of piggyback off of what you said. When he was doing his thing, like NSYNC was what they're, you know, in their own. And NSYNC had the guys at the front where, you know, what's his name? I got to look it up. Chris was kind of one of the guys in the back, you know, just he's part of the band, but he wasn't one of the lead guys. This guy was his own celebrity.
A-lister. Yeah. I would say he's an A-lister. Yeah,
he is. Just because he's no longer, he's done enough. Like he probably needs to make $0 because he probably gets, bro, one thing I've learned and I'm making peanuts, like baby peanuts on just residuals as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the union.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what some of these big A-listers that had, like, you know, I don't even want to get into because it's probably sickening, like the Friends cast, you know, that 70s show, all those shows, they get residuals every time the show gets bought.
Well, Chris, I mean,
this guy probably doesn't have to do anything.
If I see this crew out and I see Chris, he's the one that I'm the most starstruck by where I'm like, I want to take a picture with him.
I would have to do the head.
Night
at the Roxbury was a staple in my childhood.
Yes.
Paulie and I would go absolutely nuts to Night at the Roxbury.
So what do you think? We love him. Clearly, we're fanboying over him. Does he watch Big Brother, first off? And two, is he going to be good at it?
One, I can 100% see him being a fan of the show. Because I don't know how much work he's doing right now, but he may just be doing a lot of chilling, watching TV, probably watch the season. I could see him being a fan of the show. I think he's probably got a dry sense of humor. You know, it's probably pretty dry. Just like watching him in the video, I was like, oh man, I don't know if he's that.
He's not Tom Green.
Youthful. Yeah. But also, but Tom Green, like everybody knows he's joking. Like, I feel like he may say something and they'd be like, yo, what was that?
Yeah, he's got like that.
Are you kidding? Are you joking or are you not? Because I'm pissed off now. So I don't know, but I think he could have, I think he could be a fan, right?
I hope I'm wrong. I don't think the man's ever watched Big Brother. And I think he's there. And I honestly feel like he was saying like, you know me, but I also feel like there was like no enthusiasm behind it where he was kind of like,
that's what made me say the whole dry thing.
Yeah. His video was the shortest one. It was like, I'm Chris Kattan. I've been in movies and television shows. You know me. He didn't say you know me, but I think like he might go in there.
People know me.
He might be there to collect the check, but I hope to God
I'm
wrong.
Man.
I hope I'm wrong.
I mean,
nobody wants to be more wrong than me right now.
You made a great point though. Last week, it might've been off camera about how these celebrities get a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they have to live that lifestyle. And then all of a sudden when you're not doing new movies routinely or doing new shows or putting out new music or playing basketball or playing your athletic sport anymore, if you're not smart with your money, once that paycheck that normally comes in goes away, you could have made all the money in the world. You'll just piss through it, especially with how they're living, like unless he doesn't live in LA and all that. So, I mean, maybe he does need the check and that's why he's coming in and he's unenthused. I think he could be a fan.
I could be wrong, but I would argue or I would guess that he's the highest paid cast member on the show. If not highest, he's in the top three. I would say him, Cynthia from Real Housewives Atlanta, because she's still on the show, and probably Carson as well. Carson's still actively on television, bringing in huge, again, RuPaul's huge show.
Yeah.
But he's bringing in big followers. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We got, what, two more to go?
Two more.
Next one we have is Todd Bridges. Someone that I think neither one of us are really familiar with. I do know the shows that he was mentioned on, Different Strokes, huge show.
For different folks.
In the, and he was also in the movie Roots. And again, huge movie, historic movie that everybody has seen, whether it was in high school or more recently. But someone kind of like a Chris Kattan, definitely not as big as Chris Kattan. Maybe some would say he was. Different Strokes was a huge show.
Huge show.
But some, maybe, so let's say the same star level at their highest points, but again, someone who's kind of past the prime. And I think that's, you know, we say that if they're past their prime as if it's a bad thing, but I think for people who are fans of Todd, want to see where he is now in life. What is he up to? How is he now? They remember him from when he was, you know, doing this thing all the time, when he was in his, at his peak. Let's see how he is now on the live feeds. What's going on in his life? And just like Chris Kirkpatrick, maybe that people who are fans of Different Strokes will hear about some of the behind the scenes stuff about other cast members that they didn't know when he was in the limelight because of reasons, like you said, where they were more careful about what they said.
Yeah. I also think that it'll be cool for fans of his to see him in a normal setting, because people that are following him probably are really into Different Strokes. What was the other Roots, or like, you know, they're seeing him as a character.
Yes.
This is going to be him in his most authentic state.
And great point.
It'll be cool. It may end up making people like love him even more. And it
could be,
you know, he may be past his prime age, but, you know, as an actor, he could end up getting a role that puts him right back in the limelight.
Yeah. He could get a Grammy tomorrow.
You know, and so that'll get him a bunch of different roles, which is why I think for someone like him, for someone like Chris Kattan, it's pretty cool. Like, these guys aren't small actors.
Yeah.
You know, where like some of it's like, dude, the one iCarly guy was like, oh, he was in iCarly on Disney Channel like 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so these guys, it's like cool to see them, because you'll see them in their natural state. Like, what are actors like when the cameras aren't on and they're not playing a character? That's why I think this stuff is really cool, because you get to see them in their just like natural state. So we'll see. I think it could be fun on the feeds to hear some of these stories. That's what
live feeds could be great, but I think he might, as you kind of connected them to, I think he might be similar to Chris Kattan, where they're huge actors, maybe looking for a little bit of if they want to get back into movies.
Just get my face right back.
Get me out in the news. Get me in the news cycles. Get my name out there. Like, get people talking about me. Yeah. Maybe they forgot about me.
Yep.
Now these executives are going to see I'm still out here, still looking good, still looking fresh, can still deliver, can still bring. So I feel like he's going on to Big Brother for maybe different reasons than to win, which could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. We will see. Either way, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see kind of how these celebrities are when all eyes are on them 24/7.
Yeah, because it could be a bad thing too, right? Like, it could help you get in the news for, you know, and get you some roles. It could also hurt you if you say the wrong thing.
Dude, did you hear the thing that Todd said?
Oof. No.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying
that. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, wait, what did he say?
I'm an actor, so I get it. And I just, you know, I deliver lines sometimes.
You got me. I was sold.
All right, moving on. All right, last but not least, someone that I would not want to see in a back alley, someone that I'm not messing with, Misha Tate, UFC fighter, held the belt at one point. So no one that I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to get in a ring with anyone like that.
No,
she is somebody that will not take shit at all. You know, a little bit more. I'm not crazy into the UFC because I think it's a little barbaric. You are very into the UFC.
Love mixed martial arts.
Love the UFC. I just think it's literally like a step down from the gladiator and like old Roman times where we just all like got together and we're watching people murder each other. That's what UFC feels like to me, and which is why I don't love it. But I mean, hey. You know, you want to get paid to get your face knocked in or knock somebody's face in, be my guest. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, Misha's a big name in the UFC. She was a bantamweight women's champion. She's not as active anymore. She's had a couple fights. She recently came back. I think she had a baby. Mm-hmm. But one thing that you, for anyone who doesn't know who she is, Misha Tate was on The Ultimate Fighter, which is a reality show based around UFC fighters mm-hmm. trying to get contracts for the UFC. She was a coach, and she's controversial. She's someone who will speak her mind. She's someone who, if she doesn't like you, she's going to let you know.
Well, why is that? Why do you think?
Yeah, well, she can do that. But you still have some champions who, like, you know, again, they play both sides. They want to, you know, they're trying to endorsement deals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been someone who kind of says what she thinks. And again, she, you know, I think that she's going to be good TV. She might have some cool stories. And I love the fact that, like, you know, she's without a doubt the toughest person in the house, male or female. She'll
bring
even
someone
like,
to their knees.
Yeah, even Lamar being so big as he is, like, if she gets your leg, bro, she's snapping it off.
She's going to kick you at your knee, and you ain't going to be walking this.
It's day. Over. It's over. So it's cool to see, because she's not the biggest person in the world, but she would murder every single person in
the
house.
Well, because last year they had, and I mean, I'm just going based off of this photo. Last year they had, like, that WWE girl, and she had the purple hair. Now, you know, don't come for me, but the WWE, you know, it's real.
They're athletic.
In a sense, they're athletic. It's choreographed slightly.
Yes.
Kind of mostly. She's not choreographed in her day-to-day.
She's there to put you to sleep.
She'll choke you out or knock your teeth out or knock you out completely. So that's why I think it's pretty cool, because she's going to be someone that I could see just being nominated, or I heard somebody was talking about me and not having that big brother restraint that we always talk about, and just going, being like, yo, why are you saying this? You just had a conversation with me like a day ago. Why are you saying
now
this?
You're sending me home?
Yeah, no,
she ain't going to be afraid to do that.
So
no way.
That's the kind of stuff we do want to see.
And I think we will. And that's why I think overall, you know, this cast, are we going, you want to go final thoughts for this now?
Final thoughts. I'm going to bring us back.
And, you know, I think that's kind of the theme of the season. I was seeing that mostly on Twitter. Good cast for the live feeds, potential some really good moments, maybe not the best cast for Big Brother, so you know, per se, but I do think there's a potential with this group to have some really good live feeds. So I'm excited to watch, because you and I have already said we're going to try to do some more live feeds this year.
Yeah, we're going to try to do some more live feeds. I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you that the live feeds are going to be that crazy. I think that these people are going to be tired of the show very quickly, because we talked about it. You know, Tiffany made a great point when we had her on, talking about how they literally, their lives revolve around either like a manager or their assistant doing everything or making sure, taking care, for the most part. I shouldn't say that about all of them. Kind of taking care of their day to day. This is what you need to do today. This is what we got scheduled in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. This is what you got, and then you're done. They are now just going to live their life. They're going to be so bored. They are going to get irritated by one another very easily, as we know. You know, it's great in the first 3 days, and then somebody wins HOH and two people got to on the block. Then hostility starts to come in. I don't know that the live feeds are going to be amazing. I think there's going to be a lot of sitting around. But I will say that I think they're all going to go a little crazy, which is going to, I think, give us drama. Because like I said earlier in the episode, they don't get the backyard a lot, in my opinion, because setting up competitions and breaking down competitions take a long time. When you're stuck inside and you don't get natural sunlight, it psychologically messes with you drastically. We had times where I didn't get the backyard on All-Stars, which I wasn't used to, from 16, for 5 days. We only got the backyard for 2 days. And those weeks were the hardest weeks I've ever like lived in my life. And it happened multiple times. Psychologically, it was really, really bad. And I think that's what goes on with these celebrities. I think they're all just going to struggle. They're all going to struggle psychologically because they're not used to this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an adjustment. I mean, you know, we can both speak to that. We've been there. They're not there as long, but like you said, they're used to kind of doing their own thing.
Right.
And now they're going to be restricted. They're going to be basically being told what to do, you know, in this one little house. So it'll be interesting, man. I think we're in for a good season. I know some people are a little disappointed. You're never going to please everyone. What we would say is, hey, listen, give them a shot. Let's see what the season brings. We've had seasons in the past where people thought certain things about house guests before they went in and ended up surprising you. So, you know, take it from us. Stick around. See what happens. We could get some really good entertainment out of this. Make sure you tune in Friday. We're going to do a live stream. We're going to do our BB fantasy draft. We're going to be selecting. We only have 11 players, so we'll have to figure out how we're going to do that, make it even. But we'll have it. We'll work it out. We'll figure out the point system.
Two and a half?
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
We might have to team up. We might have to team up and, you know, team versus the other team.
Even so, one team's going to have five.
There's going to be one person that doesn't get picked.
Yeah, that's what I think we should do.
We should do 5-5, mm-hmm. two teams, and then, you know, I think that would be good. And then we'll have our point system based on
I want to go against all of you, though.
I know, but that's going to be way too hard. Four, we can't even do 10 evenly. So there's no way to really do.
We'll have to think about it. We'll come up with something.
Two picks and then three people just not.
Maybe one person, we flip a coin or something, or we pick a number. One person gets an extra shot where they got three people.
That can't work because then you get extra points.
They can only play two people per week. They got three choices, but like, you know how your subs
only get based off of
two people, and you have to put it. You have to tell us which two you're playing that week.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that either, because then it's like fantasy. Like, what if I pick some guy that's like in the beginning dog shit and then good at the end? But you got that chance because you get to pick a third.
We're gonna have to figure it out because it's gonna be. I mean, if two teams 50% chance at winning, I wanna be champion over all three of you.
Oh shit! Well, now you're making it. See, like I wasn't.
Listen, you've won a season of Big Brother. You've won a season of Big Brother. I've won a season of Big Brother. This is the tiebreaker.
Well,
who is the greatest player of all time?
That's fucking ridiculous.
I like will literally be like in my bio.
Yeah,
winner of Big Brother 16, and also winner of the Winner's Circle fantasy BB.
Celebrity Big Brother,
two-time winner.
It's a mouthful.
Two-time winner.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Nobody else has done that. I'm the best.
Listen, we're looking forward to it. Clearly, you can tell.
Set your alarm for Friday.
Yes.
We're going to be going live at night so that everybody gets out of work. We're going to have a glass of wine. Glass of wine. You do a little.
No, whatever. I will too. I'll do something too.
I know because the last time you were doing like Captain. I don't know if you.
Captain. We'll do something.
So it's going to be late. It's going to be a Friday night hanging out in the winter.
And back
circle.
To your point, if you want to know, because we don't know what time we're going on, as Cody said in the beginning of the episode, turn those notifications on. Subscribe, turn the notifications on. So when we go live, you will be notified so you don't miss a stream.
And follow us both on our socials. Mine's right here. Derek's is below his left shoulder. Those are our socials. Follow us on those so you guys make sure you know exactly when we're going to be going live.
Nailed it. We appreciate you guys joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you Friday.
Want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.